Garden with Rosie on the house. Thank you for tuning in.
Hey, Rosie.
Mike.
It's a good thing to know. Grandma's
now,
farm.
Now, wait. Anytime they interrupt you from behind the glass
this can't
wall,
be good.
This can't.
You've pronounced something wrong.
I'm about ready to get corrected on something.
Why, you must be a genius. Hey, Grandma's farm is up and listening this morning, and we have to give a correction on the address to Grandma's farm this morning.
Okay. I think I said 19th Avenue and about Lower Buckeye.
And it is at 8888 South 19th Avenue, so it's a little further north, is that
no,
right?
No, that's farther. That's right up against South Mountain, baby.
Oh, okay.
That's
right down
on Baseline.
So, making sure we have the right address this morning if you're heading out that
totally
way.
Totally organic.
Stand corrected.
And the farmer's market stand is open every Saturday morning. So if you're in that neighborhood, go by and check it out. They always do a great job, and they weed with fire.
And they listen to the show.
He's my kind of guy.
Yeah,
and I've
right.
never met him.
Fire.
So he can weed his garden and roast his peppers all at the same time.
That's right. Why not?
With one pass.
Hey, he's got a boom set up that he drags behind his tractor that's like 10 or 12 feet wide with little mini flames out the whole thing. He just drives up and down the road.
Nice.
Huh? How
Done.
Clever
Done.
Is that?
Guy's a genius.
He actually went to the county and got special permission for rigging it up.
So you have to call the fire department before he...
I'm going to go there one day just to see
just
it work.
Just to see it work.
Hey, we've got Trish, Joe, and Ida on hold. Let's get to them and take care of their questions. We do have one open line left open if you'd like to sneak in. 1-888-767-4348 puts you in touch with Broadcast Central here at Rosie on the House while we're spending this hour in the garden. Trish, calling from Phoenix, has a question about her particular cactus. Good morning.
Hi. I have a magnificent sorrel cactus in my front yard. It's at least 45 years old, and it has several arms on it, and the birds are always after it. And I noticed this year that one of the arms is completely split, and it's about a split that's 6 inches wide, the whole length of the arm. And I'm wondering if there's any way I can save that cactus and keep the birds out of there and so it won't die.
Trish, let me introduce you to Mr. John Harper. John, what would you advise Trish on this?
Well, you're never going to keep the birds out of it because
that's what
they do. They live in sorrel cactuses. The split, as long as if it's healed, I was at a lady's house yesterday, and she has a big split in the main body of a big sorrel. And I said, there's nothing. It's all healed. You know, the edges of it are healed. It's not oozing black necrosis or anything like that. It's just the ribs are exposed. That there's just really nothing you can do. As long as that split has healed itself, it probably will, nothing will ever happen other than you're going to have a scar or an opening in that cactus. Short of taking the whole arm off, I just don't know what else you would do. You could do that. And if it does have liquid or a black liquid starts running or coming out of it, you might want to remove it because then that can spread into other parts of the cactus.
A 45-year-old sorrel is a one of pretty good size and probably pretty good value. Are there a cactus specialist
sure.
you could contact?
Sure. There are a number of cactus nurseries. Arizona Cactus Sales is the one that just comes to my mind the quickest. There's the Carefree Cactus Gardens out on Scottsdale Road north of Pinnacle Peak. There that you might try, call them. I don't know. They may come out and take a look. They may do some sort of consultation.
I've got to go knock on my neighbor's door. He had a sorrel cactus that ended up with a hole where the limb fell off. And he patched the hole with something that actually then he faux finished it to look like the rest of the cactus.
Sure. Yeah. You could do that. I mean, you could put, spray.
Oh, is this
foam.
Something he just invented, or is this something they do?
No, I think he just used some. I mean, I've seen people do concrete.
Yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah.
You know, just fill them in with concrete.
I mean, he shaped it to match the ribs. He painted the little pins on it to make it look
so
like
he went artsy on it.
Yeah, he did. Okay. He did. I mean, you can barely tell that it was patched. It was. I got to find out what he did there.
The one thing you got to do, though, before you do all that is make sure that that's all healed and dried on the edges, because if you go in there and seal or patch and that there's flesh that's not you're then you're going to cause rotting to occur. So you want to probably use after a piece of a cactus comes off or you cut it off, you want to get something like dusting sulfur and kind of treat those fresh, raw edges and flesh with that so it heals it, calluses it up. So when it looks like it's all scabbed and dry, then you could go in there and do some, if you want to do some cosmetic treatment.
Very good. Well, let's bring Joe into the conversation, calling from Mesa, and we'll follow that up with Ida, calling from Casa Grande. Joe, good morning.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Super fantabulous.
I got a question for John Jay. I got an irrigated lot in Central Mesa, and I have a lot of nice shade. The problem I have is I don't have a lot of nice grass under them. I have five citrus trees on the east side of my lot and a big pine tree, and citrus trees are about 6-7 feet away from a fence, so the ground doesn't get any morning sun. So I'm thinking of a ground cover or something I can do. I've even thought of maybe putting like pea gravel or something, but it's irrigated, so I need the water to flow through there.
Well, yeah, you know, something like a gravel or a rock type covering would obviously work real well. There are some ground covers that would work. You know, the vinca vine, vinca major, vinca minor, certain ivies will grow very well in the shade. Wedelia does very well in the shade. So that's another way to go, would be to just plant a ground cover. You're just not going to get, especially our warm season grasses, the Bermuda type grasses are just not going to tolerate the shade. You might be able to get your winter grasses, cool season grasses like rye or fescues, if you plant them in the fall, and get them to go, almost through the summer. They just don't seem to quite make it even all the way through the summer, though, in the shade. So ground cover probably is your best bet if you want it to be green.
There you go, Joe. Appreciate the call. We took a call off air, and the fella didn't have time to stay on. Maybe he was on the job or something. But he says, look, I have an issue with a ficus tree.
Mm-hmm.
Losing all its leaves.
More than likely he has whitefly. We have a new ficus whitefly. I think we talked about this a month or so ago, but it's becoming a little bit of a problem, especially
I think the Extension Service is even calling it a plague, isn't it?
Yeah, they've issued, I think some different things on it. The Department of Agriculture has recommended treatments for it. Generally, it's a systemic insecticide, drench and spray. This seems to be right now fairly isolated in the Central Phoenix, Arcadia kind of corridor. It's definitely a problem. And especially if you've got any very large ficus, it can be a bit of a problem to try and treat the tree.
Is it hurting the tree or is it killing the tree?
Well, it's too early to know if it's going to kill the tree or not.
Okay.
But they're definitely defoliating. And the problem with particularly ficus, citrus, ash, things that are smooth-barked trees, if they defoliate in this kind of weather and the sun makes contact with all those limbs and branches, they could sunburn. And then you get secondary problems that could potentially kill the tree.
Them little boogers.
Yeah.
The ficus the only ones that are susceptible to that white fly, or is there other trees that can be, the bugs migrate into?
Well, right now it seems to be pretty isolated on ficus, although there are other kinds of white fly that we see that, and there's different strains of white flies. Back 10 or 15 years ago, we had a lot of white fly that were on cotton. And then they were kind of migrating into the landscape, getting on vegetable gardens, and I think that was a sweet potato whitefly, And then the poinsettias are particularly affected by greenhouse type whiteflies, and so there's different strains of whitefly. This they are calling a ficus whitefly for lack of better use. I don't know if that's officially what it is, but right now they seem to be finding enough ficus to. The problem is if it spreads to other things, could it be a problem? And it may or may not. I don't know.
Now, let me ask you this. It seems like it was a couple of years ago we were having a similar dilemma with oleanders in the north central Phoenix area. The entire hedges were being decimated. Was that a whitefly?
No, that was from a leaf hopper sharpshooter.
What did it
vectoring a disease. So that little critter was getting on the plant and spreading a disease that we called oleander leaf scorch, and it just looked like the plants were burning up. Kind of like you, they didn't get enough water.
Rosie?
Or something.
Someone called?
You've been busy?
Whatever happened with that?
Well, it seems to have calmed down. Of course, just like any disease, you know, once it, you know, the plants that are weakened or more susceptible or the big mature plants have probably gone away. It didn't seem to spread quite as far as they were worried about.
Okay.
We still see a little bit here and there. It seemed to be mostly north central Phoenix that was affected by it.
Mm.
You know, it could be one of those things that kind of comes and goes, but don't hear as much. It was a big, this was 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was everywhere and spreading like wildfire, but that seems to have calmed down.
All right. Folks, we have open lines if you'd like to sneak in on our last segment of the Garden Show here at Rosie on the House. It's 1-888-767-4348. We're going to take just a short little break here, and when we come back, we'll be going down to Casa Grande, and I'm trying to pronounce it right. I got a very nice letter from someone down there saying it is not Casa Grande.
Sorry.
It's so, Casa Grande.
Very nice.
They are Spanish words. They are not English words. They are Spanish words, and it's Casa Grande. And it was a very nice letter. They weren't being mean or rude, but they wouldn't. They left no return address. They didn't sign
probably
it.
Probably be mad at me for calling it a jacaranda tree then, too.
Yeah, probably so. Probably so. Ida in Casa Grande, you hang on, honey, because you're going to be our next caller right after this.